Do other surgeons or parts of the medical industry agree with your conclusions?
Yeah, for sure. This is another myth I like to dispel, is that I'm not some crackpot or lone voice out there. I'm a very small part of a very large group. There's international conferences that are convened on overdiagnosis and overtreatment and the excesses of medicine and the ineffectiveness of medicine and how we can do it better. There's whole issues of major journals like the BMJ and the JAMA and the Lancet, which are dedicated to this problem of overtreatment, too much medicine.
Is the medical industry studying the effectiveness of surgery and stopping any surgery that the risks outweigh the benefits?
It's a very slow process, but there are more and more studies being done scientifically evaluating the effectiveness of surgery. These aren't always placebo studies. It could be a study comparing surgery to a non-operative alternative, like, physical therapy or something like that. There are more of these studies being done, and the studies that are being done are of better quality than the studies that used to be done. So the science is better, and we're getting a better answer of how effective surgery is. And sometimes that shows us that the surgery, is effective, and that's great. And if it does, I'm all for it, and that surgery should be done. But sometimes it's showing that the surgery is not as effective as we thought, and in which case we should be weeding out those things. So, I guess what I'd like to say is that science wins out in the end. We're going to find out what works and what doesn't. But the process is very slow. Each study takes years to do. You need lots of studies before you can really make firm conclusions, and it's going to take a long time. So these things don't happen as quickly as you would think they do.
How effective is prostate surgery to remove a growth that might be malignant?
Yeah, probably not as effective as you think. Prostate cancer is common. In fact, it's the most common cancer in men. So it's exceedingly common. It's more common as you get older. The old saying was that you're more likely to die with prostate cancer than to die of prostate cancer. So, in other words, it's a kind of a chronic condition. It sits with you for many, many years, and often you will die of something else before prostate cancer kills you. So it's not the kind of cancer, like lung cancer or some forms of lung cancer, which are very deadly, or pancreatic cancer, where the average life expectancy is like 6 months or something. These are terrible cancers. So prostate cancer is not like that. So the argument is, having a big operation to take it out, is that effective? Does it actually change the risk of you dying? And it's not that clear. And so, for example, for a lot of people who are older, so over 60 or 70, people with mid-grade or low-grade cancers probably will not benefit from having the surgery. Is there a place for surgery? Yeah, probably. So again, this is the opposite end of the spectrum. You've got a younger patient with a long life expectancy, and you've got perhaps a high-grade or a more what we call aggressive cancer. That patient may benefit from having their prostate removed. But again, it's not whether the operation should never be done at all. It's are we doing it too much? And I think we were, because if you look at the rates of prostate surgery, they're falling. And they fell a lot from, I think, the 90s was the peak, or the early 2000s, when there was a lot of prostate surgery. And you can see a big peak, a big ramp up, and then there was a decline afterwards. And so I think even the surgeons who were doing the operation must have agreed that they were probably doing it more often than was necessary.
Should you always use surgery to remove a cancerous growth in the body?
No, that's the thing. It sounds like a good idea, that if you see a lump or anything that's a tumor, that then it should be cut out. I mean, it's pretty hard to argue against that, because it's such a strong I don't know, heuristic. It's kind of a rule of thumb. You know, it just sounds like it makes sense, but it doesn't. It's not true. Another example is in South Korea. They started a screening program. This was, I think, in the 90s, and they started looking at screening for cancers. You know, we're going to detect them all early. We're going to find all these lumps, and we're just going to take them out, and that's going to stop people from getting cancer. And one of the cancers that they ended up looking at was thyroid cancer. Thyroid cancer is not that uncommon. And in fact, when you look at it, it's quite common. It's just that a lot of thyroid cancers would never kill you. They're just common small tumors that people probably should leave alone. And so what they did in Korea, everybody started getting scans, and they found heaps and heaps of these tumors. You know, so the incidence of thyroid cancer went through the roof because they didn't know people had thyroid cancer. People have always had thyroid cancer, but they were just detecting it now. And so they were referred for surgery, and they'd have their thyroid taken out. Now, what happened is they didn't save any lives. So the number of people dying of thyroid cancer every year didn't change, because they weren't taking out the bad thyroid cancers that were killing people. They were taking out these relatively benign or slow growing, or these types of cancers that were never going to kill the patient anyway. And they were subjecting them to surgery. And you think, well, you know, maybe better safe than sorry. But no, it caused huge problems, because when you take out the thyroid, you don't have any thyroid hormone. So you have to take a lifelong replacement of thyroid hormones. When you take out the thyroid, you can take out what's called the parathyroid, which are these tiny little glands that sit on the back of the thyroid. And if you take them out, that completely throws out your calcium metabolism. And you need, you know, constant control of that. And you need parathyroid hormone replacements to make up for that. And the other thing that happens is the nerve that goes to your vocal cords runs very close to the thyroid gland. And sometimes when people take it out, you damage the nerve. And so a lot of people lost their voice from having this as well. And some people died from having the surgery. So there was these huge numbers of complications, thousands of complications across the country for no benefit. So no, just because something is there, it doesn't mean you should take it out. Same with prostate cancer. That's why not all prostate cancers are removed now. A lot of prostate cancers are left alone, because a radical prostatectomy is a huge operation, and the men will often, very often, be incontinent and lose bladder function and lose sexual function. And that's a big deal. You know, you're wearing pads, you can't have sex. You know, this is a big deal for something that doesn't make you live any longer. So that's not a procedure that should be done on everybody with a prostate cancer.